From Cyworks in Winston-Salem, I'm Sean Fitzmaurice, and this is Cyworks Radio. Scientists use many different tools to put a date on events of the past. A geologist can use relative dating, comparing rock layer ages against one another. Archaeologists may use carbon-14 for an absolute date. And climatologists can access over a million years of climate data using ice cores. But if you want to know when a historic log cabin in the mountains was built, you use dendrochronology.
Usually original logs tend to be larger in size, and they tend to have more than 100 rings. Replacement logs tend to be smaller, and they tend to have 30 to 40. We also look for the side of the log that is not cut, because then we have an anchor in time and we know absolutely this is when the tree was cut. Then we take as many cores as possible from the original logs in the structure, and then we match that with an existing tree ring record that's anchored in time.
That's Dr. Saskia Van de Gavel, professor and researcher at the Department of Geography and Planning's Appalachian Tree Ring Lab at Appalachian State University. Tree rings hold a powerful and accurate record of the past because a tree gains a new ring every year.
We look for those patterns of drought years or narrow rings versus wide rings.
Worldwide events can act as markers to sync tree records globally. For example, any tree alive in 1815 has a very distinct marker.
The eruption of Tambora shows up as the year without a summer. The amount of particulates, aerosols in the atmosphere that occurred caused photosynthesis to not occur because there wasn't enough sunlight that reached the Earth's surface.
How far back do tree ring records go?
In the southeastern U.S., a tree species that gives us the longest record are bald cypress, and they can be as old as 1,200 years. In the western United States, we have bristlecone pines, and those trees can live to be 5,000 years old. And so we can look at the living and also the dead bristlecone pines and overlap it. So in the United States, we have a climate record for 10,000 years. In Europe, we can go back using oaks in the bogs in Ireland, 12,000 years. We think about the cathedrals of Europe. All of those can be authenticated with tree rings, and they have been.
Dr. Van de Gevel's main focus is forest ecosystems. Using tree ring data, she's able to see how trees respond to stresses like drought, forest fires, or invasive species.
Carolina hemlock is a separate species from eastern hemlock. It only exists in this part of the southern Appalachian Mountains. And with the hemlock woolly adelgid, which is an insect that's negatively affecting hemlock species, this species is also under threat. But because it's a different species than eastern hemlock, we were looking to see, is it as heavily impacted as eastern hemlock has been? Using tree rings to look at pre versus post infestation, it really gives us a sign of how stressed is this tree becoming.
Data on tree rings collected worldwide is found on the International Tree Ring Data Bank. This allows research from small to global in scale.
I think it's amazing looking at records of thousands of trees and hundreds of thousands of tree rings. You can take a very local question and expand it to have a much larger spatial context. For example, Carolina hemlock forests, we can compare to species that have a much wider distribution, like eastern hemlock. Then we can compare that with hemlocks around the world. And so, are they responding to worldwide drought? Are they responding to local drought? Are they responding to fluctuations in temperature? It's approachable, it's tangible, and it's really not abstract. And that grabs the attention of so many children that I work with. They understand that there are years that vary between a lot of growth and little growth, that if there's a hurricane, that would impact the signature for that year in the tree ring. If there's a fire, it would leave a scar. How does that relate to changing climate, to the species that depend on that tree species? It's relatable and approachable, and that's how science should be.
Follow me on Twitter at SciFitz. This and all episodes of SciWorks Radio are archived at WFDD.org. SciWorks Radio is a production of SciWorks and WFDD and is supported in part by the Piedmont Triad Office at the North Carolina Biotechnology Center. Music by Storyman.